You are listening to the YLM Sermon of the Week podcast with Apostle Willie Tolbert. Be blessed and refreshed by this relevant word from the Lord.
God, he and his lovely wife just celebrated, and along with his beautiful daughter, welcomed a new son into the family. Amen. Yeah, so we have a new grandson. Amen. Our first one. Amen. Praise God. So we're excited. I already told him when we was went to visit him in the hospital. I said, oh, yeah, we're going to have fun. Yeah, I told him we're going to have fun. And it was like he understood because he was trying to talk to me back. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And so my granddaughter, she's now big sister, and she's been playing that role real good. Yeah, she held her brother like a champ. Yes. All right. Praise God. We thank God for Dr. Mamie Tolbert. Amen. Praise God. Amen. She says she went somewhere the other day, and, you know, they was, said, you know, she wanted to get a parking ticket stamped and validated, and, said that she asked for a senior citizens discount. Said the security guard told her, said, you don't look like no grandparent. She don't. Amen. Let's give God praise for the wonderful woman of God. Amen. Praise God. Every now and then I'm blessed to drive her around every now and then. Amen. When she let me use her car. All right, then. So, amen. Well, we love you. Amen. Thank God for all of our pastors, ministers, you, the precious people of God. I don't know about you, but this month of November is a lot of times we get ready for Thanksgiving. Amen. And we realize that it's also election time. Amen. So from the pulpit, we can't tell you who to vote for. We just can encourage you to vote. That's your given right. Amen? Amen. So we say let the one that God wants to win, win. Amen? Amen. Praise God. But we know God got everything in control. Amen? We happen to have one of my longtime friends, amen, here with us. You'll hear from him later. Amen. Brother Michael Gray. Amen. Happy to have him with us. Amen. Many of you may remember late Congressman Donald Payne Jr. Amen. This man served him well for years. Amen. Done so many wonderful things. Amen. And there's some good news that he's going to be also sharing with us today, in addition to the good news of the gospel. Amen. Praise God. All right. Get your Bibles, if you were. Turn to the book of Luke chapter 17. It will also be on the screen. But Luke chapter 17, one look at verses 11 through 19. Look around. Make certain that everyone has access to a word. If not, share your Bible. You don't mind. And once you have your Bibles, can you lift them, whether it's on your iPhone, Android, or hardback, softback, whatever version you have, can you lift it up? Say, this is my Bible. It is the word of God. I shall have what it says I can have. I will be what it says I could be. I will do what it says I can do. I will say what it states I can say. I am, I know I am, a living recipient of the manifested promises of God's word. You believe that, give him a shout in this place. Amen. Praise God. And it reads like this, and you see it on the screen, but it reads like this. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, and that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Verse 12, and as he entered into the village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, mm-hmm, and which stood afar off. Verse 13, and they lifted up their voices and said, what? Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were what? Cleansed. Uh-huh. And verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Verse 17, and Jesus answering him said, Were not there 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to, verse 18 rather, they are not found to give God the glory, save this stranger. I want to go back, amen, to look at verse number 15 and 16. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to talk with you in the time that's allotted to me from this subject. My thank you got me the edge. Can you say that with me? My thank you got me the edge. I want you to touch and agree with me on these several things. By reading his written word, hearing the spoken word, and receiving the rhema word, we should now begin to experience the manifested word and enjoy the fruits, prosperity, success, the victory, protection of his word in Jesus' name. Would you lift your hands before the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, as the servant has decreed and declared, be it so in Jesus' name. Give him a praise, because he's going to do just that. My thank you got me the edge. And let me just kind of break it down this way. I don't know about you, but anybody ever had a discount at a store, at a restaurant? So when you go in there and you purchase an item or you order a meal, you realize that whatever the total amount came to, because you had a discount or a coupon, you did not have to pay the full price. That would be considered you had an edge. Because if the table that was next to you or the person that was behind you had some of the same items, they would have paid what? Full price. So tell your neighbor, you got the edge. All right, if that didn't resonate with you, how about that when you are looking for employment and you happen to know somebody in management and they said, just give me your resume and I'll work it out. That's called you got the edge. Somebody gonna get this after a while. Are you with me? So the Bible is letting us know in this scripture lesson said that there were 10 lepers. Somebody say 10. Now, as I was doing my study, and I encourage you, when you get a moment, look up the book of Leviticus around chapter 23. You will find a whole litany, a whole history about the process if somebody had leprosy. Back in the day, in the culture of the text, it let us know that if anyone had leprosy, just in case you want to know, it would almost look like a whiteness on your skin. It was like, you know, that you it was they would call you had the plague. Are y'all with me? In other words, you could not mingle with the general community. Am I talking to anybody? And so the Bible says, as a matter of fact, let me just go one more step, that when you read Leviticus, you find that even though they had to go to the priest, there was number of days and processes that they had to go through in order for them to get a doctor's note to say they can go back to work. In other words, back then they had to go to the priest, but today we have to go to the doctor. If you nowadays, before the pandemic, you were out, you know, they said, you know, just go to the doctor. Nowadays, since the pandemic or during the pandemic, somebody sneezed, whoa. Am I talking right? Did you take the test? Uh-huh. What it look like? Uh-huh. How many days you got beer? Y'all got what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So here the text says that there stood these 10 men that they saw Jesus. Now, I want to speak to you today, whether you're here in person, whether those of you that are online, we welcome you. I want you to understand something here, that even though that you may have done wrong, you may have sinned in your life, you may feel like you're not worthy, I want you to understand all you got to do, number one, is see Jesus. I'm here to encourage somebody today. Are you with me? And so the Bible says that we have this account here of these 10 lepers, which we had not in any other evangelist. The leprosy was a disease which the Jews supposed to be inflicted for punishment of some particular sin, and to be more than other diseases, a mark of God's displeasure. Therefore, Christ, who can take away sin and turn away wrath, took particular care to cleanse these lepers that fell in his way. So what am I saying? Don't allow anybody to hold your past over you. I want to encourage somebody. Stop allowing what folks say about you to paralyze your growth, to paralyze your trust in God, to paralyze what God has promised you. Because when Jesus comes your way, my God, you can call him, and the Bible said he will answer you. Somebody ought to give him some praise right there. So the Bible says that these 10 lepers, when Jesus came into the town, that's another thing too. Sometimes we feel like God forgot us. Anybody? You feel as though, how come this sister getting blessed or this brother getting blessed? Where is my blessing? When is it my time? Have I got any honest people in the house? You ever asked yourself the question, how come they got the raise I didn't? How come they got the meal I didn't? How come they got approved for the house I didn't? Anybody ever been on that block? But I'm here to encourage you today. Jesus is coming your way. So the Bible says that they, as Jesus entered this certain village, they did not stay still. They had refreshed themselves for time from after being fatigued, because what we understand about anyone that had leprosy, watch this now, not only did they have the disease, but they were lacking fellowship. Are you with me? See, during the pandemic, I don't want to take this back there too long, but during the pandemic, there was a lot of people who did not have fellowship. And some folks got stuck on the island called me, myself, and I. Proof to the pudding, they still got that pandemic mindset. The doors are open. We can come in fellowship. Are you with me? But isn't it amazing? Can I talk to anybody here? All I need is about 5 praying people. Are you with me? Isn't it amazing? We can go anywhere else with that cost us, but can't come to the house of God to bless us. Somebody say he picking on me now. You see, but it's okay, because why? God, when he has something for you, you need to be at the right place at the right time. What would it look like? You expected a check in the mail and you don't live at that address no more. Oh, come on. Am I helping anybody? So the Bible says that these 10 men, watch this now, and they leave for us an example that wherever you're going through, don't go in a corner and hide. Don't pull down the shade and feel sorry for yourself. But when Jesus comes in the neighborhood, you better pull on him. You better call him. You better let him know, here I am, Lord, I need you. So the Bible says that these 10 lepers say, you know what? And this is another lesson they leave for us. Not only did they say or demonstrate for us we need to call Jesus, but they did not allow the crowd. Woo! They did not allow the crowd to prevent them from receiving what God had for them. Let me see if I can find some folk in here. Anybody remember Amazon truck? And you got a package you was expecting. when they delivered the package, matter of fact, some folks will almost beat them to the before they leave their truck, because you know you got a package. You don't want any, let me just tell this story. In a certain neighborhood we lived in, a package was delivered. And it was the summertime. And I had a camera. And I saw on the camera, somebody was walking by. And they looked around. But Michael, they looked around and see, was anybody looking? Next thing I know, they opened up our gate, sat on our steps, and just swooped the package. Now, it was a small package, so, you know, nobody would really see. They swooped the package, came down the steps, closed the gate, and walked like nothing happened. Now, they didn't know I ran track. And they didn't know I ran cross country. And they didn't know I was 6'1". And they didn't know I was from the hood. You got what I'm saying? And so anyway, what am I saying? I'm saying don't allow a porch pirate. I'm coming down your block. Don't let a pew pirate. Oh. What are you saying? Somebody on your row who don't know what you've been through, don't let them stop you from praising God, because God has done so much for you. You owe him a major praise. Is there anybody got a praise in the house? So the Bible says, I gotta hurry. So the Bible says that these particular lepers, said that they, when they called him, this is amazing thing. This is another lesson they show us. Jesus even demonstrates this. When they called him, Sister Teresa, here's the amazing thing. He never laid hands on them. I'm going to go somewhere with y'all with me. He never laid hands on them. All he did was spoke a word. And he said, go show yourself to the priest. Now, had he been with some church folk today, they would say, oh, you too good to lay hands on me? You can't put no oil on me like I saw you do for that other person? I got the plague. No. See, that's where some folks miss it. You keep measuring yourself by other people. They may not need what you need. They may not have what you have. That's why you got to let God be God and you stop playing his role. So the text says, he said, go show yourself to the priest. Now, here's another thing they teach for us. So if you're taking notes, one note number one is you're going to want to recognize, first of all, when Jesus comes in. Oh, can I help you understand? You can't measure Jesus' presence by folk jumping up and down. That don't mean Jesus is there. Because I've seen some times it looked like there was a move, and it was a move, but it wasn't the right move. Are y'all with me? Yeah. Y'all all right with your hands in there? So what am I saying? So number one, they recognize the presence of Jesus. Number two, they realize that if you need something from God, you can't have pride. You can't be proud. You got to call him when you need him. Are you with me? Number three, they teach us in the text here that when Jesus gives you instructions, don't argue with him, just obey him. Watch this now. You know, to the folk that got problem with authority, they would miss their blessing. Because they, like, Jesus, now I thought you was coming last weekend. Why you didn't show up? I mean, they'll be trying to negotiate and all that. All right, so now look at the text. So the text says, as they were on their way, how many of them was it? 10, right? Without, y'all didn't close your Bibles. Did you watch this? There were 10. So that visualize, they're on their way, and the Bible says they recognize that they had been what? Healed. Are y'all with me? Stay with me now. 9 of them, matter of fact, all 10 recognized they were healed, but 9 said, what you got for me today? How many folk we know, they always want to know what's in it for me. They're not looking, how can I serve you? How can I be a blessing to you? But it's always, give me, give me, give me. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but give me is a disease. That's all right. Okay. So the Bible says, watch this now, that one of them, when he realized that he was healed, the Bible says he what? Turned back to give God the glory. Oh, my. I feel a praise break right there. He turned back to give God what? Glory. Can I say that one more time? He turned back to give God what? Glory. But here's the other thing to it. He said, wait. Because I don't know how long they had had the leprosy. The Bible doesn't define it for us in this text. But what I do know, he must have had it long enough to realize that I don't want to go through this no more. Anybody ever had some situations where you said, God, whew, if you can get me out of this, I don't want to repeat this no more. Am I talking to anybody in here? And he said, thank you. So watch this. So the text says in verse 15 that when he saw that he was healed, he returned and with a loud voice gave glory to God. Hold on. I want to paint a picture for you on this one, because remember, they were facing this way, heading to the priest, but they realized they got a miracle. This is another clue for somebody. Watch this now. Some folks don't appreciate what God does for them. God, bless me with a new house. God, bless me with a spouse. God, bless me with a new car. God, bless me with a job. God, bless me with children. God, we do all of this and we all of this. Are you with me? But then when God bless us with it, we don't give him thanks. Here's what happened with most people. When it's proof to the pudding. Y'all know some folk like this, unless y'all are here. But watch this now. When God gives them the blessing they ask for, beg for, pray for, what happens now, they shift who's God now and start worshiping the stuff instead of the one who gave them the stuff. Somebody ought to say, teach, apostle, watch this. Watch this now. But the one, glory to God, watch this now. This is good. That's why don't assume that everybody in church, whether it's our church, the church across the street, round the corner, uptown, downtown, don't assume everybody loves Jesus. Some folks are in church that make me feel good. Tell me something good. Are you with me? Tell me something. Are you with me? But some folks, some folks are just there to say I went to church on Sunday. But this one leper, he said, no. I've been in this thing too long, and I don't want another night like this. So the Bible says he turns, and with a loud voice, wait a minute, he hadn't even got back to Jesus and the crew yet. But where he was at the moment, he said, Lord, thank you. Yeah. Oh, my God. Are you with me? Sometimes we wait to get things just right to give God praise. We wait till we get gas in the car to give God thanks. We wait till we get the job to give God thanks. We wait till we get the house to give God thanks. We wait till we get the spouse to give God thanks. But he said, "Lord God, you got me out of a jam. You got me out of a mess. You healed my body. I want to tell you, thank you." So then the Bible says, he giving God thanks. So, wait. You remember, I need to paint this picture for you. Jesus was not by himself. The other disciples and some other people was with him. Oh, I'm trying to help you. So what are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying that while you're giving God praise, the enemy will plant some people in the place you want to give God praise to cause you to doubt, to cause you to turn your back, to cause you to cancel out your miracle because you don't know who he think he is. What you been drinking, who you done been with, can I just be real with you? There sometimes is church people, the ones who should be celebrating you, the ones who should be praising God with you, the ones who should be rejoicing with you, are sometimes the one that will speak negativity. I'm going to give you a little clue. The next time you're going through something, do a litmus test to the ones you want to share your testimony with. And based on how they respond, that determines how much you release to them. But Michael, can we tell it like this? Everybody don't want to see you succeed. Everybody don't want to see you celebrated. Y'all all right? Wave your hands in there. Watch this now. And so the Bible says that he returned in verse 16, and he fell down on his face at his feet, Jesus' feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Watch this. I got to show you something. What's happening here? The man says, and demonstrates for us that not only just give God praise with our lips, but by worshiping him, falling prostrate before him, laying before him, saying, God, not only am I going to give you my lips, but I'm giving you my heart. It takes humility to worship at the feet of Jesus. Everybody can stand up and clap their hands. Everybody can jump up and down at the sound of the music. But how many, when there ain't no organ, where there ain't no drums, where there ain't nobody clapping their hands, where it ain't no crowd, how many can still say, I gotta give him the glory? I gotta give him the glory. I gotta give him the glory. I hope she don't mind, but we have a member in our congregation. Before anybody usually get in, she at the altar. She at the altar, just laying it out before God. I say, God, I wish we had more folk like that, that would say, you know what? I'm not waiting for the apostle. I'm not waiting for the pastor. I'm not waiting for the elders. I'm going for God for me. There are some times in your life you can't wait on the crowd. You got to go by yourself. So the text says, I'm almost done. The text says, so Jesus, I got to point this out. And he was a Samaritan. Why would the scripture highlight he was a Samaritan? Well, when you search your scriptures, you realize that Jesus was a what? Jew. The disciples, for the most part, were what? Jews. When you search biblical history, the Jews and the Samaritans did not worship together. No. They was considered an outcast. Anybody ever felt like an outcast? But Jesus was letting them know, no. Don't hold the black person up from giving God praise. Don't hold a Hispanic person up from giving God praise. Don't hold a white person up from giving God praise. Don't hold a man up from giving God praise. Don't hold a female up from giving God praise. Don't hold a child up from giving God praise. Don't hold a senior citizen up from giving God praise. We need to give God the glory. So the text, by outlining he was a Samaritan, was letting us all know that nobody else can stop us from getting to Jesus. Mm-hmm. I know you got some folk in your family, on your job, in your neighborhood who think they all of that in a bag of chips. But let me tell you something. Give them this good news. Say, you know what? I realized that a bag of chips gets eaten up. That was a free one. Now watch this now. So verse 17 says, so he answered and said, were they not cleansed, but where are the nine? Let me help y'all. Stop trying to make excuses for the folk who don't want more. Did the mic cut out? Stop making excuses for your family. Stop making excuses for your coworkers. Stop making excuses for your spouse. Stop making excuses for anybody else. Because when it comes to get before Jesus, it's you and him. I guarantee you, when it comes to time to go to heaven, it's a clue. We're going before Jesus one by one. Watch this now. Just make certain that when you go, because everybody going before him, just make sure he don't say exit stage left, go now. I'm serious. You want him to say, come on in. All the hell you done been through, why would you go back to a hell you can't leave? All right, watch this now. I know you don't hear too much about that these days. All right, so finally, verse 17 said, Jesus answered, where were there not tens cleansed, but where are the nine? Verse 18, were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? Tell your neighbor, there's a blessing coming your way. Watch this, that verse 19. And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. Wait a minute. Somebody going to be ready to praise God. Watch this. Your faith has made you what? Whole. Wait. But didn't he get healed? Yeah. Let me tell you the difference. The difference between being healed and whole is healed. You have some evidence, residue of what you went through. But being whole, there is no sign. We got some testimonies in here. We got folk that got healed of cancer. They were made whole. They got healed first. But because they kept giving God praise and they didn't park on what they went through, but they kept giving God praise, they now are whole. Is there anybody here that's whole? Anybody here want to be made whole? So what's this now? The Bible says your faith. This is good. Because watch this. While they were going, they really didn't use faith. They used obedience to a word that they were already accustomed to. They already knew you had to go to the priest. So they really didn't do nothing outside the norm. Uh-huh. Oh, he said, go to the priest. All right, that's what we're supposed to do anyhow. I'm going to church anyhow. I'm a fast anyhow. I'm going to read my Bible anyhow. But they took it, this one took it seriously. He said, no longer will I play church. No longer will I act like I'm the God. No longer. Ooh, I feel a breakthrough for somebody. Watch this. No longer will I carry a burden that Jesus told me to lay on him. Are you with me? So the Bible says, go your way. Your faith. Not the crowd, not the multitude. And watch this. There's no verse that said that this one man that was made whole said, well, what about my friends? You're going to come to realize that your friends don't always want what you want. They may want what you got. But they don't want what you want. What am I saying? See, what you got is on the surface, but what you want is in here. Anybody serious about God? The Bible says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. The Bible says that you can call me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things to come, which you know not of. You can show Jesus. You can tell Jesus. We used to sing a song years ago, tell him about your troubles. He will hear your cry. Answer by and by. Yeah, he's not going to tell nobody. There was a song back in the day, Sister Teresa, you remember this one, where it says that they was on the phone with a friend, and the friend thought they hung up and realized that the friend was, and told him, don't tell nobody now, but realized the friend was on another line calling the other person, tell him, and then she came out with a song, You tell your friends and they tell somebody else or something like that. Anyway, I'll write it. All right, but anyway, yeah, are you with me? So what am I saying? I'm saying, y'all all right where your hands are there. So here's what I'm saying is, when you go to God in prayer, he got it. He's not going to tell anybody else what you told him. Now, here's what God will do. Let me just bring some balance here. God will speak encouragement to you through his servants. And when you hear his servants speak something you went through and God is bringing an answer, it's a clue that God heard your prayer. Are you with me? How many know it's good when God can hear your prayer and he answers you? Give God some praise, would you? My thank you got me the edge. Just imagine when this man sees the other nine. Why you look different than us? Well, we got the same word. Oh, we noticed we didn't see you in the priest's office. Where were you? I went to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He was the high priest. Are you with me? So give God a praise. Let us stand. So, Father, we thank you. We bless you and praise you for this word, encouraging us that our thank you gave us the edge. And Father, we pray for those persons right now that may feel like they're in this spot like the leopards were. But when we call on you, you answer us and show us great and mighty things to come, which we know not of. God, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to call upon you, Father. We thank you that we can bring the troubles, bring the sickness, bring the trials and adversity that we are going through. We can bring them to you because you care so much about us that you died on the cross for us, oh God. And we thank you that we, when we felt like we couldn't do it alone, we couldn't do it by ourselves, you was right there. You let us know that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, but you'll be with us through every circumstance and situation we encounter in life. And Father, I pray for these, your precious people in the sanctuary, those that are watching online, God, that whatever they're going through, that they will follow the demonstration by these lepers, by this one in particular, to bring what they're going through to Jesus. And we pray now that you are our healer, you are our deliverer, you are our savior, you are our sustainer, you are our keeper, you are our guide, and most of all, you are our God. And we thank you, we bless you and praise you that after bringing it to you, after coming to you, our life will never be the same. And we're going to give you the glory, we're going to give you the honor, and we're going to continue to give you the praise because it all belongs to you. We bless you and praise you for those persons today that are going to surrender their life to you and say yes to your will, yes to your way, yes to your word, and yes, Lord. And we bless you and praise you that the enemy, the devil, would not be able to steal not one word that we've heard today that's connected to our destiny. And we decree and declare that we got a supernatural harvest in our manifesting in our life as a result of our obedience to this word. And we speak it so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Give God some praise, would you? While standing, if there's a person that say, you know, this message encouraged me, and I realized that it was an eye-opener for me that I've been carrying too much, more than I should have, and I needed to turn it over to Jesus. If that's you, so you know what? Remember that one, he said, I ain't worried about this crowd. I ain't worried about the other nine. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. So if that's you, while the music ministry ministers, amen, you can come at this time. You want someone to touch and agree with you, knowing that God's going to answer your prayer. Whatever it is, God is faithful and just to forgive us for every sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Those of you that said, I need a church home, I need to be connected to a good Bible teaching church, well, let me tell you, Yes Lord Ministries is a good church. Amen. It's a place where God's name is here. If that's you, you may come. Whatever it is that you believe in God for, you may want to even come on behalf of somebody that's not here, but you know they need.
Join us for weekly services at 11:30 each Sunday morning. Our location is 225 North 8th Street in Kenilworth, New Jersey. Every Wednesday morning from 5:30 a.m. to 5:45 a.m., join us for corporate prayer. Our call-in number is 716-427-1096, and the access code is 172268#. Every Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m., join us for Spread the Bread Bible study as we dive into the Word of God. Stay connected and grow in your faith with our mobile app. It's available in the Apple App Store and Google Play Store today.
On behalf of myself, Pastor Steve Talbert, my wife, Melissa Talbert, our senior leaders, Apostle Willie Talbert, Apostle Mamie Talbert, and the entire Yes Lord Ministry Church family, I want to thank you for joining us and say welcome home.